Black Leader, Left Weaponizing Black Youth to Undermine America. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 2, 2021. The leader of a new black movement that celebrates the nuclear family, education, faith, and free enterprise asserts the left is weaponizing black children by keeping them in failing schools and grooming them in how to undermine America. Take Charge President Kendall Qualls said in an article posted Wednesday on the movement's website that the left's opposition to school choice is part of a strategy to successfully weaponize these young people. Those on the left are deploying tactics often seen in communist countries to change America from its core foundation, Qualls said in the Minnesota-based group's Take Charge News. The effort, which began many years ago, has a two-phased approach. The first phase is to disrupt the nuclear family and its influence on young people. The second is to develop an undereducated class of people who are easily controlled through simple messaging and emotion. A quality education is the gateway to prosperity. And that prosperity is a dream that can be realized by anyone regardless of race or social standing, are among Take Charge's core principles. With that in mind, the organization released an ad on Mother's Day in the Star Tribune in which the group's mothers asserted they are seeking a Mother's Day gift of freedom. Freedom of choice, to choose the right school for the children in our families. With a large concentration of the black population in major cities across the country, the task of educating black youth has been under the stewardship of left-wing leaders for decades, Qualls explained, adding. One example is the Minneapolis Public School, MPS, system. MPS has ranked at or near the bottom of the country for black and Hispanic students in high school graduation rates for more than 5 years. However, students from the same neighborhoods who receive scholarships, ironically, from white conservative Christians, to faith-based schools perform above national averages on standardized exams and 90% of them graduate from high school. Frustrated by being stuck in poverty, this angry mob of black youth is convinced their plight is due to racism because of years of indoctrination by progressives in academia and entertainment. Once fully weaponized, the mob takes its orders from national and local bellicose leaders who call for them to get confrontational as proclaimed and justified by Democrat reps Maxine Walters and Jim Clyburn earlier this year, Qualls noted. While Qualls said keeping black children undereducated in failing schools comprises the second phase of the left's weaponization strategy, he observed the first phase began in the 1960s. From the early 1900s to the civil rights era, the black community was rooted in faith, family, and the pursuit for a better education. The nonviolent civil rights movement made tremendous gains in eliminating systemic racism and providing opportunity for black Americans. Simultaneously, LBJ's social programs began to change cultural behaviors in the black community. Specifically, aid to families with dependent children, AFDC, which financially incentivized unwed women to have children as long as they remain unmarried. As a result, in 5 decades we've seen the collapse of the black family declining from approximately 80% two-parent families to 80% fatherless homes. In that time frame, not one national initiative has been introduced to reverse the trend. As a result, the two-parent black family has become an endangered species. These social programs and the collateral damage were the first phase of their initiative. With the black community, the left has created a populace dependent upon the government for survival, Qualls explained. Even though published data confirms that two-parent families, including black two-parent families, reduces poverty, childhood abuse, and many other social ills. Qualls, who travels to assist parents who are fighting against critical race theory in their local school districts, added he started Take Charge to begin the reversal of the left's weaponization of black young people, and now plans to expand his movement beyond Minnesota. Over the past 3 years, I've had an opportunity to look under the rug of American politics, he explains. Besides dirt, I discovered a left-wing movement that will do anything to reshape the country and seize power. They've successfully weaponized young people, a large percentage of young black Americans and a growing number of young white Americans, against formerly trusted institutions and ordinary citizens in order to advance their agenda, he asserted. The black community is missing out on the opportunities our country has to offer, and it is not because of systemic racism or white privilege.